What's poppin', people? It's Dante. Just getting my morning started here in the Centennial Arboretum. Welcome to the Garden of Eden. And so, yeah, I'm just going for my morning walk, thinking today about solitude, discipline, and the art of photography. You know, I think that in order to give birth to your inner creative genius, your inner creative spiritedness, one must embrace solitude. I think with this modern world, there's so many distractions. We have so much media to consume. There's so many cool TV shows and yummy foods that we can order. There's so many different movies and things that you can consume and music to listen to give you that source of inspiration. But I find through cultivation and curation, we can create our most authentic works. And so that basically means one must subtract the superfluous to remove more from your life in order to discover who you are generally. You know, I think the unexamined life is not a life worth living. You know, to not understand who you are deeply is a tragedy. And I think because of all of the distractions and all of the noise in the modern world, we find it more difficult to actually isolate, to find peace and solitude and discover our inner creative spiritedness. And so I find that by remaining disciplined, right, with a very regimented routine in terms of waking up early, going to sleep early, and cultivating vitality at the forefront, I'm able to increase my curiosity and allow my creativity to flourish. And so that's the first and foremost thing that I think we should consider when it comes to this sort of thing, is vitality. And then from there, I find the discipline of walking the same route each day, you know, going for the same nature hike each day. I sort of wander this park each day in the same fashion every single day. I go in a loop. Every day, I thrive in the eternal loop. Do you thrive in the eternal loop? I think this is where you become more creative. It's through removing distractions, removing more from your life, and adding more discipline. And I don't think it's friction. I don't think the discipline becomes friction. I think it becomes joyous. I think it becomes effortless. And so what I do during my walks is I'll do one walk in solitude, no noise, nothing. Another walk, reading. And so I think reading is like a new luxury I'm starting to think about, like, right? Like, there's a couple different luxuries in the modern world, right? There's luxuries of, like, time, right? Just, like, time spent outside with the sun in your eyes. Like, this is a new privilege. Like, the privilege of being outdoors, the privilege of getting fresh air, you know, where a lot of different day-to-day routines are pretty much done completely inside. And ultimately, I find that's where souls go to die. But when you're outside moving your physical body, this is where you exist outside of the passage of time. This is where flow begins. This is where life begins. And so I like to read ancient texts. I've been reading lots of Roman poetry, ancient Greek poetry, tragedies, a lot of different things that are inspiring to me. Quite recently, this past week, reading Lucretius on the nature of things. And I'm starting to find these ancient texts to be where wisdom is found, for they have stood the test of time. Even passages from the Old and New Testament in the Bible, I think, are very much inspiring. I think mythology is interesting because these archetypes and these stories have true wisdom and truth to be found inside of these texts. And you know, there is something to be said about your personal interpretation of these texts and how they resonate with you deeply, emotionally, that can then ultimately inspire your photography, inspire your psychology, your philosophy, your way of approaching life generally. And I think that is where we should derive our inspiration from as artists, is from ancient texts and the sort of ancient wisdom of stripping yourself bare in nature and solitude, and finding peace in the solitude, finding peace in the lack of distractions, in the silence. And through the silence, you enter a meditative state through walking. You don't have to sit lotus pose under the tree. You know, I've done that for a few months in the summertime because it was just so nice to sit under the tree, and I would just lie there and just watch the leaves wiggle. And I think through that silence and through simply being and just watching life kind of unfold around you, watching the change of seasons, you know, embracing the present moment in solitude and silence is so beautiful, because through that act of being and sort of stripping yourself bare in silence, the voice that comes to your head, the shadow that emerges, is something that you contend with and spar with, and you start to overcome yourself, conquering yourself, and then finding peace in that solitude, finding peace in that daily routine, that ritual, that daily walk, that sort of everyday mundane existence of life. And so when you strip away all the dopamine and you stop consuming things and you curate your feed, right, what you feed yourself visually, I believe, will then impact the things that you create. And so visually, I'm consuming and I'm feeding myself with beauty. I'm surrounding myself in nature. I took a hiatus and went to Rome to spend time in churches, to look at beautiful artwork by Caravaggio, to surround myself with sculptures, and to pray inside of these beautiful cathedrals, to admire architecture, to curate my feed in Philadelphia by visiting the Wanamaker building and listening to the world's largest playing pipe organ, to become inspired by these very specific things that I can find in embodied reality, curating my feed. You know, you think of curating the feed, right? The feed being your sort of social media feed that you're swiping on. I say disconnect completely and entirely from the modern world. Stop consuming anything from your contemporaries. Stop watching YouTube videos and social media posts. I say delete these things from your life. Subtract more of these things from your life. And ultimately, you will find the inner voice, the inner child that wants to come out and play, that wants to come out and create. And so maybe the goal of the artist is to curate your life and to find something that you do each day that you slowly build upon, that you slowly but surely put brick by brick, stone by stone, and create your own home here in this world. And through that act of doing something each day, through walking, writing, reading, creating, photographing, there's something about the act of slowly chipping away at these things that over time compounds. And through the curation of your feed, of what you're consuming, and through stripping yourself bare, those things that you create come from a pure state. Those things that you create come from the internal state. And so as much as we're creating upon the external world, treating the world as a canvas, photographing life as it is, creating candid photographs and documents of a piece of time and history, the things that we create, because we are photographing in an autotelic state, unattached and unburdened from the outcome, disconnected from social media, creating in our own sort of spirit of play, the things that we create become an authentic interpretation of reality from our personal experience, from our emotional state of being. And I think this is where we want to be. And so unburden yourself with, you know, all of these distractions and sort of strip yourself bare. And, you know, go into the forest, go into the unknown, go into the park, find a routine. You know, I think that it's really important for me to have a routine. Maybe other people are different. I thrive in the eternal loop. I thrive in the same sort of repetitive walk each day. Like even with my photography, walking the same route each day, noticing the different changes on Market Street, noticing the different people and characters that I see each day. And I think that there is something to be said about this discipline in solitude that provides creative freedom. You know, freedom isn't having unlimited choices. Freedom isn't having unlimited things and possibilities. Freedom is found in the discipline and solitude. And so I find that to be where joy is found. Joy is found in doing the thing each day. Joy is found in the process itself. And so when you fall in love with the process and you sort of remove all of the distractions that keep you from engaging with that process and everything becomes frictionless, this is where you begin to thrive as a creative. And so I say, treat your life like a living work of art. Cultivate and curate your feed. What are you consuming? What are you looking at? What are you doing with your time? And how are you spending, or rather, how are you investing your time? This modern world has us spending time all day, spending our time. But we should spend our time investing our time in books, investing our time in experiences, investing our time creating. and, you know, limiting what we consume. And so when I limit the things that I consume and I return to nature and I strip myself bare, you know, what I find is the most mundane situations, the simplest things, the glimmer of the sunlight, the different patterns found in leaves and flowers and things become the ultimate stimuli that have me endlessly inspired by life. And I just think it's such a beautiful thought. You know, the thought of the day: solitude, discipline. This is creative freedom. And by eliminating the noise, eliminating the distractions, the stimuli, when it's gone, right, everything's so fresh and new again. You know, where each and every day it feels like it's just a brand new day of brand new opportunities. There's so much possibility. And, you know, you find that in solitude. You find that by removing yourself from the modern world in a way. Like, we don't hate society. We love society. I love humanity. I love going out into the streets and engaging with people. But I think there's just so much distractions. And so just think about that. Think about how you can sort of limit the distractions. I think especially in photography, right? Like, anything that's being done contemporarily, like anything that you're consuming from like a photo fair or like these mediocre photo contests, like, it's just junk food. Like, a lot of these photos and a lot of these things that are being produced right now are not worth consuming. There really isn't much being produced in photography that's worth consuming. And I think art generally. But I think as we go into this decline and we have this age of the last man, where we're just these ultimate, like, mediocre consumers, slowly, slowly, after the decline, we'll rise and give birth to the Übermensch. We'll give birth to the new renaissance, the digital renaissance. And it's just going to take some time where people stop getting off, you know, where people get off the hamster wheel of time and find ways to invest their time instead of just spending it all day consuming. And then once that occurs, and once people start to discover who they are, more artists will rise, more creativity will sort of thrive, and I think we'll have a return to beauty. But right now we're kind of living in this weird, like, decline, I think. But that's okay. And so I say, just laugh in the face of the chaos, laugh in the face of the unknown and all of these kind of things. And yeah, play your own game, you know, find your own way through this weird modern system that's in place to thrive as an artist. And yeah, maybe it's better to be the dark horse than the golden goose. You know, don't seek validation from mere mortals. Stop looking on your social feeds for praise. Like, this is all such a distraction. I mean, nobody cares, dude. Like, I just think that's so funny. Like, nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about your art. What are you gonna do about it? You know what I mean? Are you gonna thrive in the eternal loop of creation?
Are you gonna sit back and, I need to be a sensation right now.
You know, I need the praise right now. It's just so foolish. So, yeah, I don't know. These thoughts come to me in the morning and I figure, just turn the GoPro Mini on, 30 FPS, 1080p, upload it to my website at dantesisifo.com, link in the description of these posts, youtube.com/streetphotography. Yeah, I think that the goal is to curate the feed. What are you feeding your eyes, your ears? Are you surrounding yourself in beauty? Look at this tree I recovered. I shaped this and elevated it a year ago. This thing was dying. It's been like decades since it was shaped, and now you can see the trunk, you can see the shape. Yeah, cultivate a life of beauty, maximize beauty, curate your feed, subtract the superfluous, thrive in solitude and discipline. That's where joy is found. Wow, that's a freaking leaf, man. Holy shit, where did this one come from? This tree here, look at that.